The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 15th, 2012, in Klung Kung, Bali, Indonesia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yatha Deepa Nivatastha Na ingate sa upama smrita yogina yachitasya yunjata yogam atmana yatha dipo nivatasto Nengate sopamasmrita Yogino yatta chittasya Junjato yogamatmanaha Yatha dipo nivatasto Nengate sopamasmrita Yogino yatta chittasya Yunjato yogamatmanaha Yata as Deepa a lamp Nivatasta in a place without wind Na does not ingate waver sa this upama comparison smrita is considered yogina of the yogi yachitasya whose mind is controlled yunjata constantly engaged yogam in meditation Atmanaha on transcendence. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist, whose mind is controlled, remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. Purport. A truly Krishna-conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence, in constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchat Yadesha Tarine.
So, you know what? This material world is a pretty disturbing place. We're disturbed in the morning. We're disturbed in the midday. We're disturbed in the evening. This Kali Yuga means the mind is always disturbed. But if we take hint from Lord Shri Krishna, as he explains here in the Bhagavad Gita, then our minds will be completely free from all disturbance. This is a very nice simile given by the Lord. Just a candle flame, you see. If there is even the slightest amount of wind, then it flickers by the wind, you see. But if there is absolutely no wind, then it's completely still and steady flame. So we have to make our minds like that flame. Not even the slightest wavering, you see. Who is the perfect example of this? Haridas Thakur. He had a completely unwavering mind. He was a Muslim by birth. But he became a Hare Krishna. He became a famous Hare Krishna saint. And this very much disturbed the Muslim rulers. One of our own Muslims has become a Hare Krishna saint. They couldn't stand it. Haridas Thakur had his bhajan kutir in a solitary place outside of town. So the Muslim authorities, they wanted to destroy his reputation. They wanted to allure him into having illicit sex. So they engaged a very beautiful young prostitute to go to his bhajan kutir in the middle of the night when he was chanting his japa. And to allure him for sex. So that beautiful girl, she went there in the dead of night. Haridas is sitting there peacefully chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So what did that girl do? She took off all of her clothes. And she was revealing her bodily features to Haridas Thakur. So, was his mind at all disturbed by that naked woman?
Jadi, apakah pikiran Haridas Thakur terganggu dengan gadis yang telanjang itu?
not even slightly agitated. He simply remained fixed.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So the girl, she wanted to have sex with Haridas. She was sent there for that purpose. And he understood her desire. So he said, "My dear, beautiful young girl, if you will simply wait here, once I finish my japa, then we can have some sex pleasure." So Haridas continued chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What happened to that girl? She fell asleep. And she, when the sun came up in the morning, she woke up. He said, "My dear young lady, I'm very sorry I didn't keep my word to you. That we did not have sex. But what could I do? I hadn't finished my rounds yet. But I promise you this, you come again tonight, and tonight I will satisfy your desire." So the girl went back to her home, and then that evening she came again. All those Muslim authorities, they were hiding in the bushes by the Bhajan Kutra so they could catch him in the act of having sex with the girl, you see. They were seeing this whole thing. So again she took off her clothes, ready for sex pleasure. And again Haridas is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What is this, for drinking? For the head, okay. So, again she fell asleep. And when she woke up, he said, "Oh my dear young lady, I'm so sorry. Again I have failed to keep my word to you. I agreed to have sex with you, but I hadn't finished my round, so what could I have done? I'm so sorry." But I absolutely promise you, you come tonight and I will give you your sex pleasure you want. So in this way she came again the third night. And Harinath is chanting, "Yes, yes, as soon as I finish my rounds, we will have sex. Just be patient and wait." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he goes on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. She gets bored waiting, you see. So she starts mocking him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And she's not making fun of him, you see. So she's mocking his Hare Krishna, making fun of it, you see. But she keeps doing that. And she becomes purified by chanting. Even though she was making fun of Haridas, chanting in a mocking way, by that chanting she was becoming purified, purified, purified. And then she realized, "Oh no, what have I done? I have come to pollute this great saint.
Kemudian dari itu berpikir, oh tidak, apa yang sudah saya lakukan? Saya datang ke sini untuk mencemari.
What a wretched demon I am.
Betapa orang yang sangat jahat.
She started crying and she fell down at his feet and begged forgiveness.
Dia mulai menangis dan kemudian bersujud di kaki Hari dan Sakur memohon maaf.
She surrendered to Hari
dan. Di sana dia menyerahkan diri.
He said, you go sell all your belongings, you give away everything you have to in charity to the Brahmins.
Kemudian Narada memerintahkan, sekarang engkau bisa menjual semua benda-benda milikmu, kemudian bisa berikan sumbangan kepada para Brahmana.
And then you come back here, and just as I have been chanting 300,000 names every day, you come back to this hut, and you will chant 300,000 names every day in the worship of the Tulsi tree.
Setelah itu kembalilah ke sini, diam di sini, tinggal di sini di tempat saya mengucapkan nama suci 300,000 nama suci setiap hari dan berjalan tulasi di sini.
So did Haridas think, well, now I can have a beautiful young wife.
Jadi apakah Tersakur berpikir, oh sekarang saya punya istri cantik?
We will chant together and worship Tulsi in this hut.
Berjumpa bersama mengucap tulasi di pondok ini.
No, he said, you take the bhajan kutir, I'm going to go traveling and preaching. So in this way we have the perfect example of someone whose mind was completely unwavering, you see. Even though he was a Muslim, he was elevated by Lord Chaitanya as Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So he is the great example of someone whose mind is not wavering. We must learn from the example of this great saint. How not to be disturbed by any distractions. Even a naked woman, you see. That I will simply become fully absorbed in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is called Krishna consciousness. What is the name of our society?
Apa nama perkumpulan kita ini, masyarakat kita ini?
The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What does that mean? That means the members are supposed to be what? The members are supposed to be Krishna conscious. So, whose example will we follow to be Krishna conscious? Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So to be Krishna conscious is not difficult. You simply must always remember Namacharya Haridas Thakur. How even a beautiful young woman could not make him stop chanting his japa.
Bahkan seorang gadis cantik seperti itu tidak bisa menghentikan japanya.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Sekarang silakan kalau ada yang ingin bertanya.
Yes, Gurudev, thank you very much for a very nice class. My question is, when I sit down, I very often have now I want to chant good rounds and I want to focus, and as soon as I start, it's like small explosions in my brain of all different kind of ideas and things I want to do this and that. How can I? It doesn't seem to be very easy for me to control.
Friend.
Pertanyaan Prabunya. Ketika ingin hendak berjapa itu sudah tekadnya bulat, begitu mau duduk tenang mau berjapa dengan penuh konsentrasi. Tapi begitu mulai, begitu mengucapkan, langsung pikiran itu seperti meledak dan langsung berpikir tentang banyak hal yang ingin dikerjakan ini itu.
You just have to remember that Krishna and his name are the same.
Krishna dan namanya, nama sucinya itu tidak berbeda.
If Krishna personally came to your apartment, would you be thinking about what you're going to buy at the grocery store today?
Misalnya kalau Krishna sendiri datang ke rumah kita, apakah masih kita akan berpikir apa yang mau kita beli di toko nanti?
If Krishna personally came, you would be, oh, Krishna has come, Krishna has come, oh my Lord, thank you, my Lord, for coming.
Jadi kalau Krishna datang, kita akan berdoa seperti itu, oh Krishna, terima kasih sudah hadir di sini.
You would not think of anything else. Krishna has come. Oh, my Krishna has come. Oh, my Krishna has come.
Oh, Krishna-ku sudah datang.
Well, do you think Krishna has not come in the form of Nama Avatar? Do you think the two syllables Krishna are not Krishna? You see, Krishna is absolute.
Krishna adalah mutlak.
Krishna and his name are the same.
Krishna dan nama Krishna itu adalah sama.
I can say your name, Madhavasraya Das.
Saya bisa menyebutkan nama anda, Madhavasraya Das.
But you are not present in that sound vibration.
Tapi orang sendiri tidak ada, tidak hadir di nama itu sendiri.
Because you are not absolute.
Karena tidak mutlak.
But because Krishna is absolute.
Sementara karena Krishna adalah mutlak.
If I say Krishna,
saya mengucapkan Krishna,
Krishna is personally present in the form of his name.
Krishna hadir secara pribadi dalam bentuk namanya itu.
Therefore, if you simply remember this fact,
jadi kita harus mengingat kenyataan ini.
You will be able to dive deeper and deeper and deeper into Namamrita Sindhu.
Dengan begitu kita akan bisa menyelam lebih dalam, lebih dalam.
The nectarian ocean of Lord Sri Krishna's name.
Lautan kebahagiaan rohani nama suci Krishna ini.
Hare Krishna. Okay, next question.
I was just thinking that when you said that Krishna has come, then wouldn't one want to go to the grocery store and get nice boga for him?
Ah.
Like a guru comes, then we offer him a nice fruits, offering nice prasadam. So.
Translate.
Pertanyaannya adalah, tadi disebutkan kalau Krishna datang, kita tidak akan memikirkan apapun yang lain, misalnya tadi akan beli sesuatu untukku. Tapi kalau Krishna datang, tidak akan kita akan berpikir untuk ingin menghidangkan sesuatu, kemudian membeli bahan-bahan itu untuk kita persembahkan kepada Krishna. Misalnya kalau guru kita datang, kalau kita tidak berpikir untuk belanja untuk mempersembahkan sesuatu.
So this is
this past tense is given in like Ramalila. Shabari, she knew that Ram is coming. She was keeping all these berries for him.
The what?
Berries.
Ini juga terkait misalnya dengan pada Ramlila itu ketika Ibu Sobari itu menyambut Sri Ram dan sudah menyimpan buah beri itu sejak sebelumnya.
Anything else? Okay. This is my wife Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi. Has asked this question.
Istri saya Priya Devi Dasi yang menyampaikan.
So, the actual position of the devotee in relationship with the Lord is to be fully surrendered to the Lord.
Kedudukan yang sebenarnya seorang penyembah dengan Tuhan itu adalah seorang penyembah berserah diri sepenuhnya kepada Tuhan.
To be fully surrendered to the Lord means to remember and follow His instructions.
Menyerahkan diri sepenuhnya itu artinya ingat pada ajaran-ajaran dan menyerahkan diri kepada ajaran-ajaran Tuhan itu.
So certainly to want to buy something at the grocery store and offer the Lord, that is very nice meditation. But one should also not neglect the Lord's order given in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text number 14.
Tapi juga kita hendaknya jangan lupa pada ajaran disampaikan oleh Krishna pada
Satatang kittayantam mam. You must always be chanting my glories. So therefore, one should dutifully follow the instructions of the Lord. And those instructions have been given to us by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So there is a time for offering bhoga, and there's a time for chanting your japa. Just like at 4:15 a.m. we offer some milk sweets to the Lord. There's a breakfast offering also, a lunch offering, etc. And there's also a time for japa. So one should do all these respective duties in a mood of complete absorption. Even in the Bible it says, to everything there is a season. So there is a time for going to the store and shopping for Krishna. And there is a time for chanting japa also. It's not that you should meditate on going to the store while you're chanting your japa. That you can do after you finish your japa. And it's not that when you go to the store you should be chanting a japa while you're shopping. One should rise early before sunrise and nicely chant the holy name during Brahma Muhurta. In this way everything is regulated. There's a time for everything. According to the principles of sadhana bhakti, as taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Next question. Yes.
Kesempatannya. Tadi saya mendengarkan cerita Dinas Pakul sebagai seorang contoh teladan pribadi yang saya ikuti. Dengan cerita ia sangat bertahan dari dengan jawabannya bisa mengendalikan wanita yang sangat. Dan di pihak lain saya pernah mendengar juga cerita Dinas Pakul di mana Dinas Pakul itu membuang batu sudah mandi itu. Apakah aligasa takur itu yang sama itu? Lalu, coba tanya. Apa aligasa takur yang dimaksud waktu apa itu sama? Apa
dari tadi? Dari satu
itu juga yang
musuh
mata. Apa sama itu aligasa takurnya? Apa lain itu?
Kejadian kita lain. You tell the story of aligasa takur.
Yeah.
And how aligasa takur do not disturb.
But please, we can hear the question also. Speak up, I'm saying.
I already told him to speak up. And then I will repeat it. Okay? Yeah, go ahead.
And sort of a story of Haridas Thakur. And he heard also that it is related to Haridas Thakur, the story that Haridas Thakur threw away the Chintamani stone. Related to the chanting the holy name, some story like that.
No, that's someone else. I believe that was Sanatan Goswami. So the question is there another story about Haridas throwing away the Chintamani, the touchstone? But that was I believe that was Sanatan Goswami, not Haridas Thakur. But that is also a nice example of someone who is not carried away by the material nature. Even if one has some very valuable material opulence, the pure devotee is not carried away. He may have a lot of money. He may have a very beautiful wife. He may have so many facilities, but he's not carried away. He's simply always absorbed in Krishna, serving his beloved Lord Krishna. Okay, anything else? Okay, we thank you very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness process. Please go deeper and deeper into the sweet nectarian rasa of Lord Sri Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Thank you very much.